Shooka shooka wee, shooka 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 wee. Shooka shooka wee oh. Shooka shooka wee, shooka 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 shocky. You know what? Sounds I was just making, my eyes were kind of glancing around, I was just making sounds, and I have nothing queued up, because I just uploaded this week's show, which apparently is from September 7th. I was just doing that. Anyway, that last track was recorded in 1958. I was making those sounds, and my eyes were glancing around, and I thought I saw something that said Chant of the Weed, which kind of makes a lot of sense in the syllables I was just emitting. So let's just hear that one, too. It's a little thing by Don Redman off the same... Well, originally, this Complific Jazz Sessions thing, which I did mention was a good deal, was actually two records. One of them, New Bottle Old Wine, and the other one, No Chaser. Oh, no, that's the track. Okay, I'll look around here and tell you what that was. Okay, no, I'm not. Anyway, the first eight tracks are from one album. The second half are from another one. This is from the second half, so it's actually not even from the same album. Manteca and Chant of the Weed are not from the same album. Shaka shaka wee, shaka ha 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 wee. For those that are prone...
Thank you.
Bud Johnson on clarinet. And after I had enough money to go back to school and learn music theory and music composition and start arranging things for orchestras, the one thing I'll remember is make an arrangement for upwards of six people and then have a clarinet solo and then have the band come in and then have tons of clarinets on top or a clarinet soloist who can come in on top and still be on top. That's one lesson my ears have taught me. And I find out that the name of the album that that particular track was originally issued on was Great Jazz Standards, as opposed to the first half of that new reissued CD, which is called New Bottle, Old Wine. It's a wonder that I didn't remember such a rememberable title as Great Jazz Standards. Seep. You also may not know this. Probably my favorite soul song that many bands can do well. There's a bunch of great just one-offs that are just, okay, that is done. Never needs to be touched. My favorite soul song that I want every possible band, I don't even care if it's a soul band, my favorite song that I want every band to cover is Shellac, if you're listening, please, cover song. Little Green Apples. Bloodstone did. About 1972 they did. Little Green Apples.
Oh, I wake up in the morning with my hair down in my eyes. She says hi. I stumble to the breakfast table. The kids have gone off to school. Goodbye. She reaches out and takes my hand and squeezes it and says,
"Are you feeling low?"
I look across, smiling lips that warms my heart, and see my morning sun. And if that's not
loving me,
and all I've got to say, oh, I didn't make the little green apples, and it don't rain, and it ain't apples in the summertime. There's no such as Dr. Zoo, Disneyland, Mother Goose, there's no nursery rhyme. God didn't make a little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. But when I see her face aglow, ooh, it eases my mind.
Got to say,
oh,
Ooh, I wish I was the one that faded that so you could actually search it out and get the full track. However, as Michael Armstrong used to say, there's an entire market out there for people recovering lost fade-outs. All favorites did it. Instead, we're not going to mourn. We're just going to push forward. Move on to Sweden, the same year, 2 years earlier. Trad Grass Oxnar, translated as Trees, Rocks, and Stone, live in Gardett, June 12th, 1970. This is called Life Force Number 3. Figure out what your other two are.
Thank you.
live in a muddy field in Sweden. Two, from 1970. Two, the Art Ensemble of Chicago, live May of 1978 in Germany. Yeah, this is a track composed by Lester Bowie, performed by Joseph Jarman, Roscoe Mitchell, Malachi Favors, Famadou Don Moye, and Lester Bowie on an album called Nice Guys. Probably one of the lights of ECM's decisions ever to sign the Art Ensemble of Chicago. Being one of the deep, deep resonators.
Thank you.
You were wondering how I would work St. Louis into this? That was the answer. There's no compromise, folks. Because sometimes you feel something has to be done, and so you're like, I don't care. If that's what I want to be done, why in the world would I compromise in my job life, in my social life, in my love life? I just want the right thing to be done.
We'll be right back. composition and arrangement entitled Yeah Man.
And you better Funk Foley.